This KFKA podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. There's only one Colorado and one community like Greeley, the place we've called home for years. Family-owned, community-focused banking, Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.
I'm back after a week off. So what did I miss? The World Cup? It's over. Michael's very happy about that. Don't know why. Top 10 quarterback list. Bo Nix isn't on it. Local media freaking out about it. You're wrong. Mike, you're wrong. He's not a top 10 quarterback. Could he be? Sure. Anybody could be. The right tools. Mark Johnson going to join us a little bit later on in the show. Summer hoops. Watch a little Nuggets summer basketball. Trevin Brazil. Just write it down. Trevin Brazil. Also, clip of the day, Brock Wisney in the news. Good old Brock. He's got some teeth. The whole show starts right now. Welcome back to me, and welcome back, Cotter. It was a really good show in the 70s. Michael Kirkpatrick, freshly shaved hair, head, looking good back there.
I don't know what you're talking about. I haven't had a haircut in years.
Is it just falling out that way now? Is that what's happening? All the stress is finally getting to you, and it just falls out?
I'm like Clayman from the Batman comics.
You gave me like 2 minutes. You gave me 2 minutes to be back before you dropped a stupid, stupid Superman reference.
Clayman was with Batman.
Big Hub
says,
welcome back,
Batman's
Brady.
Villains.
Thanks, Big Hub. Nobody cares about whatever you just said, Mike. Nobody cares. You know, there's a reason Supergirl is tanking. Because nobody wants to talk about superheroes anymore. We're done. We're over it.
I heard that it was tanking because she was just like brooding and being angry about life for some reason.
She could be, but honestly, I saw the previews for it before she even started talking, and I'm like, uh-uh. I thought we already did this. Didn't we already do Supergirl? Didn't we already have that?
In the 70s.
And this is the first time I thought there was a TV show about Supergirl.
Yeah, but that was on the CW, and the CW doesn't have a lot of good programming.
But they're all doing it, Mike. Enough superheroes, okay? I like them as much as the next guy, but just no more. There's no more. We can't do it anymore.
You're gonna do it creatively. Do it like Invincible. Invincible is one to watch.
No, I don't want to do it anymore.
Watch the first episode of Invincible. I keep telling you.
I'm a sports guy. Thank goodness summer is almost over and we can get into football. I don't have to worry about Micah telling me to watch cartoons anymore. I don't have to worry about Supergirl.
Not a cartoon.
It's a cartoon. There's cartoon people in it. They're cartoon characters. Nobody cares. I do want to see.
So many good actors.
They're cartoons, Mike. They're not acting.
Voice actors are great.
They're voice actors. There's a difference. And any voice actor wants to be snobbery, and say, oh, I'm much more than a voice actor. No, you are not. You're a voice actor. You use your voice to read lines, and if you tell me different or get offended, I don't care.
Mark Hamill's the best Joker.
No, he's not. He read lines, and he's not actually on camera. It's not the same. You're a voice actor. I saw the dudes from the video game I like, Red Dead Redemption 2, they got all bent out of shape because the reporter's like, what does it mean to you to be a voice actor of Red Dead Redemption 2? And they're like, we're not voice actors, we're actors. And I'm like, you know what? If I would have been there, I hope that I would have had the you-know-whats to say, I'll tell you what you are. You voice my video game character while I got my beer in my hand here. So keep doing it.
Look, I agree with you. There is a difference between someone who is on camera and someone who has to speak into the microphone.
100%.
But, if you watch those people, look how animated they get.
They're in a room by themselves.
They're both legit actors.
It's like, I can do radio, okay? But I could not be in a movie. I could not act in a movie.
Don't call yourself so ugly.
I could. No, I just. I'm not ugly. Everyone knows. Come on. Come on, Mike. Come on. Be serious, bud. Be serious.
Picture on Friday. Everybody.
I could not be in a movie. I could act. I can do this. I can be passionate about sports because it's real. I could not pretend to be the Joker or whatever. So it's a different world. I'm in a different world here. Mark Hamill.
How I got these scars?
Mark Hamill. Voicing
the
Joker,
the best Batman.
He just reads a script and voices
best
it. He doesn't have to show any emotion because it's cartoon, Michael. 10 minutes after the 11 o'clock hour, I bet you're happy the World Cup is over.
I don't know what that is.
I started to fade on my interest did start to fade.
Was that because America knocked out?
No, I took the week off shortly after that and hung out with the kiddo and... We were all over the place, and it was hot out, and by the time, you know, it was, you know, Gavin would go to sleep, I'd go out and work in the yard and do stuff to catch up and all this. So I guess I lost interest because I was trying to play catch up before we get into football season, and I'm going
to
be,
play mustard.
I'm going to be at you. Are we going to do this all show back? Are you going to interrupt and do stupid things all the time? Because I just want to know now how strict I need to be in your button that I press to shut you up. How strict do I need to be?
Brady, I'm playing catch up on my puns, so
nobody
it is
wants
going to
you.
Be
God,
there's going to be a lot
I
of
did not
next
miss
few days.
You at all. Could not have missed you less, I think. I missed everybody here, and then I saw you and you said something stupid, which was anything that you said.
Good morning.
And it sounded stupid and it just already put me in a bad mood. Week off. You think I was refreshed until about 11:07, and now it's whatever. All kidding aside, I am ready to get rolling for football season here. We've got Broncos training camp starting up this week, right? Have we heard anything on the Jonathan Cooper thing while I've been out, Mike? Have you been doing anything at all without me? Have you been researching, following any of the stories at all without me? Have you done anything?
Yeah, I filled in for your show last week.
Yeah, I
started as Black and Abdallah, and then I was Jim Rome.
You were not any of those guys. In fact, they should sue you for that.
Mike,
I'm begging you, bud. Let's be serious. Did you hear anything from Jonathan Cooper? Are you seriously just going to drop mustard jokes all show today? Like, which Mike is going to are you bringing it? Are you going to make the show better today? Or are we just going to be a goofball that likes to watch cartoons in his jammy jams? Which Micah do you want to be today?
Well, first of all, I watched Dark Winds in my jammy jams.
I'll bet you had Dark Winds in your jammy jams.
I'm going to go through the third season because the fourth one is finally on Netflix.
Okay.
It's really good.
What are we doing here? Stop. This is a sports show. Nobody wants to hear about whatever you're watching. Dark Winds, The Death of Time, and The Vampire Strikes Back. Nobody wants to hear it. Can we talk? Have you heard anything about Jonathan Cooper, Michael? You're obsessed with the Broncos. Any news on Jonathan Cooper today? Probably not. By the smirk on your face, you haven't heard a damn thing about Jonathan Cooper.
I heard he's a Marvel fan.
And what does that have to do with anything?
I don't know. We were talking comics.
Can you stop?
Cartoons.
Can we look? What's the what's the word to get you to stop? I'm not going to say what.
Safe word.
Yeah. What's the safe word, Mike?
So I was watching a stand-up, and the comedian watching.
Stop.
He had a safe word with his wife.
Right. Okay. You're not my wife. Okay.
His name is Brad Williams, and he's a Broncos fan. New special.
Is this
great.
What we're going to do the whole time? I try to get into it, and then you have to throw me off. I realize I started off by talking about Superwoman or whatever, and then you took advantage of the situation, didn't you, Mike?
You encouraged me. You
no,
this.
I didn't, actually.
You're like, I could see it in your eyes. You're like, I want Micah to make puns.
I do have an interesting clip of the day, though, that will probably set old freaking pocket protector himself off back there.
I don't have one of those.
No, but you definitely seem like a guy that would have a pocket protector.
Want to know what's really funny?
I don't.
I was voted most likely to have a pocket protector, and yeah. I had to ask someone what that was.
Right. But you get why, right, Mike? You get why.
Because I'm smart.
Mm.
And I need pens.
Yeah.
Or I can write down.
Big Hub says, where did you go, Brady? We didn't go anywhere. So I'll open the curtain a little bit for you guys. Like, having a kid on the spectrum in such a way that my kid is, Gavin, the idea of getting on an airplane or even taking more than like an hour drive, it's just not something that's going to fly for us. So it's always kind of, we don't really do the vacation thing. You know what I mean? Yeah, but even then, it's just, vacation is for my wife. When I'm off, that's more of a vacation for my wife. Like, she gets a little bit of a break because I'm running around with the kid. And for me, I'd much rather do that than sit by a beach and have a couple of drinks. I'd rather play with my child and get to bond with him in different ways. And that's certainly like my idea. I know it sounds sappy and stuff, but we live in a different world than a lot of people, a lot of parents do. So we find our victories and our what vacation kind of means to us and all that in a different way. So no, we did not go far. We were here, but we did. We had some fun, man. We went swimming a lot. We jumped on the trampoline a lot. Played a lot of games, hung out. It was good. And I got a lot of work done that I needed to catch up on in the old backyard, Michael, because football season is upon us. And once we start kickoff, weekends are claimed, and it's going to get intense. I want to get into this list, too, about, from Jeremy. Well, Jeremy Fowler wrote it up. The executives, coaches, and scouts ranking the top NFL quarterbacks. They did the top 10. Where does Bo Nix land on ESPN's top 10 list? That was a mix between coaches, scouts, and league executives. We'll talk about that coming up next. Keep it here on the whole show, powered by Mosquito Joe of Northern Colorado on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Favorite KFKA shows anytime. Ooh, anytime that you want me. Find podcasts of Good Morning NoCo, Coach Speak, and the whole show on Apple, Spotify, or 1310KFKA.com.
Hi, this is Jesse Kurtz, executive producer and lead anchor of the Mountain West Network, and you're listening to the whole show on 1310KFKA.
So Jeremy Fowler of ESPN wrote his story, and this was a couple of days ago. Obviously, I'm late to the game. This is what you're going to get with a lot of sports talk in the summer, though, is we're going to get on after being off for a week and reference something that happened a week ago. Just live with it, because you're going to get my take on this whole thing. He covers the this vote, basically, that's between executives, coaches, and scouts. They rank the top NFL quarterbacks for 2026. And it's not like a 5-year projection or career achievement, so it's not like automatically going to go to whoever was the best quarterback for the last 10 years. It's going to be who basically was the better quarterback, who's the top 10 quarterback last year. We're basing all this off of 1 year. Voters gave their own top 10 players at a position. Then they compiled the results and ranked candidates based on the number of 10 votes. They came up with an average and dozens of interviews with research and film study to help from ESPN NFL analyst Matt Bowen, as well as ESPN research. More than 70 voters submitted a ballot, one at least one position, and in many cases, all positions. So they did every single position: the running backs, cornerbacks, edge rushers, all. Here's the quarterback one, and it has a lot of localish media pretty uptight about this whole thing. Number one on the list, and I have no argument with this, Josh Allen is the number one quarterback in the NFL, according to this. I have zero problem with Josh Allen being the number one. One scout, I told you to stop. One GM said he's the Wait a second. Now I'm going back to that because it pissed me off. You're going to tell me right now, being a real person, that Josh Allen is worse than Josh Allen is not better than Bo Nix. You're going to tell me that being a real person today.
I'm not inferring that. Okay. I was just saying he wasn't the best in the last game.
I'm just making sure. I'm just making sure.
Turn the ball over a lot.
I just wanted to double check that the guy that can't play more than one quarter, you're not suddenly saying is better than Josh Allen. Just wanted to make sure.
I wasn't saying that at all. Okay, I was just saying he was not number one in the last game because of the Broncos.
Do you have any disagreement with Josh Allen being listed as the best quarterback in the NFL currently right now? Currently right now means the same thing.
I mean, I think Bo Nix should be in the top 10, but
I'm not asking about top 10. Number one overall. Who's the best quarterback in the NFL? Do you have any issues with it being listed, labeled as Josh Allen of the Buffalo Bills?
I don't have a problem with a list that is not Micah's list having him at number one. I think he's a fine quarterback. He's definitely deserving to be
what
in
is
the
your
top
list?
Five.
What's your list? Because we're about ready to find out if the entire season Michael's full of BS when he talks about the Broncos. That's when I have to shut him up and not allow him to talk because he's not going to give you a real take. If you tell me Bo Nix is the best quarterback in the NFL, Michael, I'm going to ask you to walk outside and I want you to stand in the heat for the next 15 minutes.
Okay, I'll be right back.
Okay. You're really going to say Bo Nix? You're Michael.
No, I'm not
saying
that.
Come on, man. Part of this journey that I was bringing you on to be the producer of this show, and you're not very good at it, but you know, to try to bring you along, was to teach you some things that not everything has to be. You can still love the Broncos, but you can be real about the Broncos. Bo Nix is not even close to the best quarterback in the NFL. Not even close.
I'm not a good producer because I'm not a producer. I'm the co-host.
You're definitely not a co-host because a co-host would have filled in last week and been on the air. And that did not happen. So we answered that question. We finally put that one to bed. Number two on this list is Patrick Mahomes. You know, I found it interesting because we're saying we're basing it off of last year. It's like currently. So that's kind of fake. False. However, I would still, if I were making a list of who I think is the best quarterbacks or the best quarterbacks in the NFL, I'm not sure this wouldn't be my first two. Josh Allen, Patrick Mahomes makes sense to me.
If you base it off of last year, you can't put Patrick Mahomes at number two.
No, and that's why I don't, when I do things like this, I don't just solely base them off of last year. I base them off of body of work and last year. So
yeah, and you can't.
Last year's big, but yeah, Mahomes is still, but still, he's still the second best quarterback in the NFL, if not first.
He's a very, very good quarterback. We'll see what this year looks
he's
like.
He's either number one or number two, and I'm good with either way you want to slice that one. Number three, Matthew Stafford. Matt Stafford is like one of the quietest Hall of Famers you're ever going to follow. I mean, he had an MVP campaign, put him in the top three in big time convincing fashion. He earned an impressive 17% of the first place votes. But people still have a hard time talking about Matt Stafford being like, not maybe a top, but like top tier best quarterback in the league. And that includes yours truly sometimes. I fall into that category. But at 38, Matthew Stafford is still one of the better quarterbacks playing the game, and he will be a Hall of Famer.
I mean, I'm not sure if I'd put him at number three, but I think the reason why people forget about him is because the team he was with before the Rams.
But he was still good. He was still putting up big numbers.
He was, but like, it doesn't matter whether you're putting up big numbers or not with a team. People are going to forget you if that team's not very good. So, like, I don't think that's going to hurt his Hall of Fame voters. His votes. He will go in the Hall of Fame. He deserves it. But I think people will forget. It's like the Orange Crush defense. Broncos, great defense. People never talk about them because they didn't win a Super Bowl. People didn't start talking about Matt Stafford until the trade.
Depends on who you listen to, but I think Matt Stafford was talked about. He just wasn't talked about as being in the same category as the top tier quarterbacks, the upper echelon quarterbacks.
And I would agree with putting him on this list.
Joe Burrow is coming in at number four, already at the age of 29. I mean, he's got a lot of injury concerns. A lot of voters took him out of the top five due to 16 games missed since 2023. But people are still just looking at pure quarterback play. keep in mind, this is NFL GMs, executives, and scouts. These are people that probably know this game. Number five is the most electrifying man in all of sports and entertainment, and that's Lamar Jackson. I have no major complaints on the list other than how we're saying we are coming up with a list. This is basically based on last year. If you would have erased that line, then I'm good with this list. But that's not necessarily true.
Yeah,
Dak Prescott is number six. Dak Prescott is number six. I guess the question is, who are you going to put over him? I think I would have Caleb Williams over him right now.
Because he had a good year last year.
And he's only played for two. Isn't he only played for 2 years? Caleb Williams? So, I mean, I will put him up there.
And with the Bears.
Dak Prescott, number six. Number seven is Justin Herbert. Number eight is Drake May. Number nine is Jared Goff. And number 10 is Caleb Williams. Who else received votes? Honorable mentions, Sam Darnold, who just won a Super Bowl. Jaden Daniels with the Commanders, Jordan Love, Brock Purdy, Baker Mayfield, and Trevor Lawrence. And Jalen Hurts, sorry. They received honorable mention. In the category of also a person, or also receiving votes, Bo Nix, Daniel Jones, and C.J. Stroud.
All right, I'm going to go outside in the heat now.
That offend you? That list offend you?
It offends me. The big issue is the line based on last year. Based on last year, this is a highly inaccurate list. Sorry, Patrick Mahomes didn't deserve. If you're talking about overall career, if you're talking about the last 5 years, the last few years, yeah, you can put Patrick Mahomes as number one or number two. Based off of last year, no.
Well, then you can't put Bo Nix above him because Nix's numbers aren't much better. He just threw a hell of a lot more. Bo Nix threw the ball 612 times. Patrick Mahomes threw it 500 times. And Bo only threw for about 300 more yards than him. So about a game, maybe a game and a half worth better. And Mahomes only played in 14 games, and Bo Nix played in 7. So use that same logic against Bo Nix, Michael.
I'm not saying he's better than Patrick Mahomes. But he's
you said he'd be on your top 10. He'd be on your top 5, maybe even higher than that.
He'd be in the top 10.
He's not better than Stafford. You're not taking him over Stafford. I'm not taking him over Jared Goff. I don't know that I'm taking him over Dak Prescott, to be real honest. I'm not taking him over Sam Darnold. I'm not taking him over Caleb Williams. Probably not Justin Herbert. Josh Allen, Patrick Mahomes. I don't think I'm taking him over Jalen Hurts. Am I taking him over, did I say Jordan Love already? I'm not taking him over Jordan Love. I mean, there's a lot of guys on this list that I'm not taking him over Lamar Jackson. Not taking him over Joe Burrow. Michael, I know Broncos people, and I'm a Broncos fan. I'm not delusional. You're mad because you think Bo Nix should be a top 5 quarterback. At the very least, top 10. Bottom line is, until proven otherwise, he's probably closer to 15 to 18. I mean, try to find a way to disagree with me on that. He was 8th overall in passing yards last season. But he threw it more than everyone else. He threw the ball 612 times in 17 games played and threw for 3,900 yards. Caleb Williams threw it 568 times and was over 4,000, almost 4,000. Now, Bo's completion percentage was pretty damn good last year, 63.4. And a lot of that picked up in the fourth quarter. A lot of that was to running backs out of the backfield. R.J. Harvey had 8 touchdowns. That's certainly going to help. I think he had 6 or 8 touchdowns. He had a lot last year. A handful of rushing touchdowns and a handful of receiving touchdowns. I'm not saying Bo is a bad quarterback. This just goes all the way back to my take on the AFC Championship game when everyone just pretended that what we were seeing from Jarrett Stidham in the first half of the game was not even close to what we had seen all year from Bo Nix in the first half of a game. You guys acted like he was already there. He already earned that moniker of, hey, he's franchise quarterback. Without him, you're 4 or 5 games worse. And it's not the truth. He's not as good as everyone is just, you know, especially locally, saying today. Could he be that guy? Sure. So could Cam Ward. So could Daniel Jones be consistently that guy. So could Bryce Young, who had a turnaround. I mean, anybody can be. If you make it to the NFL, you got a shot. Bo's got to find a way to put it together throughout an entire game, because I'm here to tell you, after watching a lot of football in my life, living off of fourth quarter comebacks is no way to go about it. There's no way to do it.
I mean, John Elway was the king of the comeback. He did not live off of fourth quarter comebacks. He was a very good quarterback.
Yeah, I mean, you talk about fourth quarter comebacks, and you talk about the heroics that goes with it, but that's like saying, you know, that's a good comparison. Like Michael Jordan would hit key shots at the end of games all the time. Doesn't mean he wasn't giving it to you from quarter 1, 2, and 3. It's just game was tight. You needed him to be great. That was the case with Elway. The Broncos offense put us all to sleep for almost 3 quarters, most games. Not all games, but most games. I needed more of those aha moments from Bo before I would be willing to say, yeah, this guy has arrived. He's definitely the dude. He had a couple of those. I mean, Mike, he had one against Cincinnati. That's probably his first good, amazing game of the year. That was Cincinnati. Their defense is terrible. He looked good. He had 326 yards, 2 touchdowns, and a pick.
What were we complaining about all year last year?
I don't know.
Play calling. We were. Look, I understand by this list, if you're talking about last year, Bo's definitely not in the top five. At 10, perhaps. But look, play calling has been an issue. Like, we're going to throw the ball the entire time? Well, yeah everybody's going to camp on the wide receiver.
I'll agree. It's not. Sean Payton hasn't helped Bo be a complete quarterback. I think Sean gets antsy and wants bigger plays faster. And I also think he wants to quickly cement the fact that Bo Nix is a franchise quarterback and he found him. Do I think there's even a little part of Sean Payton that wants to justify how he handled the whole Russell Wilson thing? Sure, he might tell you the opposite of that. But I think there's part of that. And I think if you have a better game plan, I think he could be that guy. I think at the end of the season, you and I might not be arguing, because you're going to put him top five just because he wears blue and orange. I'm actually going to be, you know, logical about this and reasonable. And I think maybe we won't have an argument at the end of the season if Davis Webb can really have more of a flow. If he's really the guy calling the plays, if he can have more of a flow within play calling, and Bo can go along with that rhythm.
And he needs to make those play calls before there's 5 seconds left on the snap clock.
Yeah, there's a lot. There's a lot that didn't help Bo. And, you know, some could say he put up big numbers and came back in the fourth quarter in spite of all that. Yeah, you could use that as an argument as well. I just saw a lot of bad passes. A lot of overthrows.
Like that one against the Cowboys?
I'm trying to think. Which one was that?
Oh, nobody knows. He threw it right to the defender. Nobody remembers.
Yeah.
Like, where was he looking?
Yeah. I mean, I just want to see more of those games from him where I go, yeah. You know, the game in London against the Jets was awful. Awful. Most of the Giants game until the fourth quarter, he was awful. The Houston game, he was not very good. Not good against Vegas in their 10-7 win on November 6th. Not very good against Vegas on their win against in December. Not very good against Kansas City and the Chargers in the final couple games. But then again, he has some other games where they kind of blew you away. I think there was a few of those where kind of felt like this is Bo's complete game. I think that Green Bay game, Michael, you remember the Green Bay game? Denver won 34-26, and Green Bay at that point, a lot of people were talking about them being a Super Bowl contender. That was, I think, the first big-time legitimate win for Denver, and Bo was very good. He was 23 of 34, 302 yards, 4 touchdowns, and no picks. That was a huge game. And I don't need to see that every game from Bo. But you guys are acting like that was the norm. A lot of you guys are acting like that's what we saw all the time. 38 minutes after the hour. Summer hoops. The Nuggets were out of the whole goofy tournament thing, whatever. I'm not watching it for that at all. I could care less. But there were a few things that stood out watching a couple of games last week. And obviously, Trevin Brazil, Bryce Hopkins. I don't have my hopes up at all. But is there a possibility those two guys could make an impact as soon as next season? And will they have to, because the Nuggets are doing absolutely nothing in the offseason? We'll get to all that coming up. First, let's get the latest on the local Sports Flash.
Here in Colorado, doing business is more than a transaction. It's a handshake, a neighbor helping a neighbor. And at Bank of Colorado, that's the way it's been since 1978. I'm Sean Ostoff, president of Bank of Colorado. And as Colorado's largest family-owned bank, we're built on personal service and a commitment to giving back. From local schools to community events, we invest where you live, work, and grow. Because this is more than business. It's home. Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.
Hi, I'm Kevin Lytle of the Fort Collins, Colorado, and you're listening to The Whole Show on 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Just a few games left to see the Fort Collins Foxes in Fort Collins. Great baseball, collegiate summer baseball team. Players coming from all over the world to Fort Collins to spend their summer. They have all-conference players, a number of Division I all-conference players. Great, great athletes. Wonderful. They were awesome last year. They've had a hell of a start this year. Well, I shouldn't say start. We're getting down to it, Mike. It's the 20th already. So if you want tickets, you want to check out this team. They've got the Colorado Lumberjacks coming up on the 21st and 22nd. And then the El Paso Miracles on the 23rd. Finish the season, the regular season, against the Boulder 64s on July 26th. So get a little mini version of the Rocky Mountain Showdown, with the Fort Collins Foxes taking on the Boulder 64s.
Boulder 64s?
Yeah, that's what I said.
What is the 64?
Michael, do I look like I know everything? Do I just have to know everything now?
I was just wondering, was that the year they started selling weed in Boulder?
It is
or
a
something?
Name on a schedule that I just read. That is the information I have. I don't know the background of why that was given to them. They could have just... That's as high as they can count in Boulder. I don't know. I'm not sure. But that's the name of them. The Boulder 64. Maybe they like to play in Nintendo 64. There's a lot of reasons. That help? That take care of what you needed to know? Good. First Advantage text line 888-530-0043. Trevin Brazil. Faith's going to love this, but... She was right about him. And I watched a couple of his games. I didn't see much of Bryce Hopkins in college, but I did see Brazil. Sean Keeler's writing, anyone else out there getting some serious MPJ vibes? Yeah, but not defensively. I think he's... a pretty good defensive player. Again, in summer league. Keeler writes, TMB is what he's calling him, short for Trevin Mikel Brazil, former Arkansas Razorback star. The Nuggets landed with 35th pick in last month's draft, and he spent much of the last 6 to 8 days or so looking a heck of a lot like the second coming of Michael Porter Jr. I thought he had moments where he looked like Joker. Just some of the times I saw him move, the way he'd, you know, set a screen and just pop up at the top of the 3-point line, very smart. I don't think he's going to have that athletic sidestep shot that Porter has. Porter had that early. But if Keeler's getting vibes, if he's getting MPJ vibes from Trevin Brazil, I mean, that would be a welcome sight. You can get a player like that, very similar. But I was impressed. I was impressed with him, and I was impressed with Bryce Hopkins of the two or three games that I watched last week. And I don't know. They're summer league guys playing against summer league guys. So you either stick out or you don't. And if you don't stick out, then you're probably not any good. If you stick out a little bit, you still might not be any good. Because being the best of the, in terms of NBA, let's just call it what it is, the best of the worst doesn't always mean you're going to make that transition into actual NBA games. Maybe. But sticking out is certainly better than not, and I thought Trevin Brazil did a pretty good job. Bryce Hopkins looked pretty good. According to RealGM.com stats database, Brazil is the only Nuggets player since the summer of 2006 to average at least 8 boards and 3 three-point makes per game, while also logging at least 2 appearances in Denver Blue. I mean, as Keeler notes, it's not necessarily a stat that makes him MPJ, but it's not something you should necessarily ignore. And that's what Summer League is about. For us to watch the games, try to figure out whether or not a guy's going to be good. And most of the time, we're probably wrong. Smitty texting in, Boulder 64s, shouldn't they be the Boulder 420s?
I did look it up, by the way. It's because the team has been around for 64 years.
Oh, so do they change it every year?
No, they're around for 50 years, but they had a really good year in 64.
That's...
Yeah.
Those are two totally different reasons that you came up with there.
Well, here, let me read their Instagram.
Okay.
From...
There, go for it.
Front Range
Fort
League,
Collins Foxes are going to smoke
league,
this
new
team.
Name. Today, the Boulder Collegians... Mm-hmm. Announced a rebrand now to the Boulder 64s, honoring 50 years of tradition. Okay, so they honored 50 years of tradition. That thing came 66 weeks ago, so I'm guessing 2 years.
So when it's... That came what? That was written 2 years ago?
Yeah, from the Front Range League.
So now they're 52 years in. So 64... What? I'm confused.
I think they're honoring the year...
That they started?
That they started.
So the Boulder 64s.
Yeah.
This is the year that they started. Okay. I was going to say, if you're just honoring how long you've been a team, you'd have to change that. You have to change your name every year.
Yeah, that would be weird.
That would be weird. A lot of big marketing budget. You have to change a lot of things up.
Not
every
as good
year.
As the Patience 59 Resident Alien TV show.
Oh, yeah. I get that one, actually. 11:50 the time. Let's take a quick break here. I'll wrap up hour number one. Keeler also, our friend Sean Keeler, he caught up with Trey McBride. How did Trey react to his questioning about how much he opened up on that podcast a couple weeks ago? Also, Brock Wisney's in the news. Our Brock Wisney, he was our player this year. He's our guy. He's up to something. Is it good or bad? We'll talk about it. Keep it here on the whole show.
The Preps football broadcast will sound a little different this season. Hear Jerry Schammel, Bruce Dick, and the studio man Kyle Johnson every Friday night this football season. Northern Colorado's voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
This is Nico Carvacho, former CSU Ram, current pro basketball player, and you're listening to The Hall Show with my good friend, Brady Hall.
It has been stupid hot. It was terrible last week, and it's going to be bad again today. Maybe cool-off's coming. But bottom line is, you don't want to be out in this heat, whatever it is you're doing, and then go inside, and oh, by the way, the AC's been acting up, and it's not putting out as cool of air as it should. What's happening here? Lemons Heating and Cooling, whether it's an issue that you're having today, or it's something you think might come up later because you're hearing a certain noise or what have you, you got to talk to our friends over at Lemons Heating and Cooling. You can call 970-567-0798. They got free estimates available. Again, lemonsheatingandcooling.com. Coming up in the next hour of the show, we got top stories of the day. Mark Johnson's going to join us. I haven't caught up with him for a couple of weeks, see how he's doing, what he's up to. As we're getting closer and closer to the start of college football season, but still a few things are left to be decided about the future of you know where we are on not just the 5-for-5 rule, which we'll get into that in a little bit, but just a lot of different things going on in the football world, the college sports world in general. We'll get to all of that and the potential of an SEC breakaway, all of it coming up in the next hour of the show. Keep it here on The Whole Show. Powered by Mosquito Joe on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 at 1310 KFKA.
This KFKA podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. There's only one Colorado and one community like Greeley, the place we've called home for years. Family-owned, community-focused banking, Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.